historically, there's been concerns with Parkinson's disease that maybe people should not be physically active.
This is Dr. Lee Dibble, a professor in the Department of Physical Therapy and Athletic Training at University of Utah. He was recently awarded a grant to study how exercise affects the progression of Parkinson's.
Sometimes physicians told them to go sit down, don't do anything. The reality is that that just made those people worse. There appears, by animal research, some worsening of neurologic degeneration that might occur with the disorder.
Studies with mice and surveys with humans suggest that exercise might slow the progression of the disease. But Dibble wants to know if effects in the lab translate to effects at home, where scientists aren't able to control all the confounding factors.
We're hoping to recruit approximately 250 people with Parkinson's disease and ask them to exercise 3 times per week over the course of 12 months. We're going to ask these individuals to do that exercise at home, and we'll be monitoring progression of disease severity, upper extremity function, cognition, and other factors that are related to the disease.
Dibble's research group was awarded a $3 million grant to be spent over 5 years studying exercise and Parkinson's. Dibble says that the most exciting thing about the planned research is its potential effects on Parkinson's patients.
Right now, we don't have any treatments that we know alter the course of the disease to any measurable effect. And if we were able to provide some degree of delaying the progression of severity, we could have a dramatic effect on people's quality of life.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.